With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history may be officially over, but getting everything back up and running is taking a little time. Here's correspondent Karen Chambas.
The disruption of the closure, clocking in at 43 days, ranged in the impact it had on people. Federal workers who were immediately and directly affected are returning to their jobs. Flight disruptions will continue at some of the nation's airports. Some states say some recipients of food aid through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, received their full monthly benefits, but others may have to wait up to a week. Two of the Smithsonian's museums reopened on Friday, and the rest will reopen by Monday. I'm Karen Chambas.
Russia launched a major missile and drone attack on Kiev overnight, killing at least six people. Here's correspondent James Landale reporting for the BBC.
There was a pretty substantive attack that lasted several hours. President Zelensky this morning said that 430 drones were involved and 18 missiles, many of them ballistic. It was definitely across the city. We could see explosions on the horizon here, but we could also see missiles and drones flying over above us here in the center of the city.
Ukraine says that the drones targeted civilian areas on purpose. Russia denies that and says it was only going after military facilities. America's most advanced aircraft carrier is expected to reach the waters off of Venezuela in coming days. An update from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The USS Gerald R. Ford is being deployed after the Trump administration said the U.S. is in an armed conflict with drug cartels. It's a major flex of American military power in the region. Since early September, the U.S. military has carried out 19 deadly strikes against alleged drug-smuggling boats in the Caribbean, killing 76 people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Religion is not a priority for many Americans.
A new Gallup poll finds only 49% of adults say that faith is a significant part of their life, down from 66% just 10 years ago. That's the largest drop in any country in the world during that time period. However, the U.S. is still a lot more religious than the rest of the industrialized world. While only 49% of Americans say religion is important to them, just 36% of people in the countries of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development say the same.
That is Michael Harrington reporting. U.S. Catholic bishops have voted to make official a ban on sex change operations at the nation's many Catholic hospitals. The decision formalizes a years-long process for the U.S. Church to address the issue. The bishops approved revisions to their ethical and religious directives that guide the nation's thousands of Catholic hospitals and health care providers. This is SRN News. Bill Alexander reports a number of Boeing workers are going back to work.
The Boeing machinists in the Midwest who assembled military aircraft and weapons voted to approve a new contract. The breakthrough five-year labor agreement includes a 24% wage hike across the life of the contract and a $6,000 signing bonus, according to the union representing 3,200 workers who walked off the job on August 4th.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Congress moving toward a vote to release thousands of Epstein-related documents. Newly surfaced emails suggesting Epstein also advised influential figures on politics. Lawmakers say the release could happen later today, intensifying scrutiny of elite networks. On Wall Street, it's been a struggle for some, others doing well. The Dow back down now, off by 260 points. The S&P 500 down by 2, and the NASDAQ doing well. It's up by about 20 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.